Here the hour of 8 o'clock, and we are going to honor some veterans.
Well, Brad, we're so honored to have in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair from the Marine Corps Heritage Foundation, Connecticut State Liaison, Governor's Council, Department of Connecticut Marine Corps League, Public Relations Officer, Marine Sal V. Cena, Senior. Sal, good morning and welcome to Brad
and Dan.
Good
morning, good morning.
Good morning, Dan. Good morning, Brad. It's really a pleasure being with you guys again. It always has been and always will be. I'm glad you guys allowed me to come in and notify, bring awareness to the public of what's happening right now with the women who actually served during World War II. And it's actually not just a shame, it's actually a crime, because during World War II, 400,000 women actually served in the military.
400,000?
400,000 actually either served or in service to the war
effort. Wow.
351,000 actually served, wore the uniform, the U.S. military, all right? And the problem was, after World War II ended, the government says, that's it, we don't need you ladies anymore. Go home, go about your business, you're done. Wait a minute. These were actually veterans. These were soldiers, waves, you know, airmen. They served all the branches of the military. And here they're just going to say, hey, go home, we don't need you. How about a little recognition and say, hey, we thank you for everything you've done, because it was not for these women who served. We would not have been able to put all these troops in the field that we did at the time. You're talking, because 351,000 actually served in uniform, that meant there was an additional 351,000 actually being able to go on the front lines to serve the military in combat. And the government's saying, that's it, you're done? How about a little recognition and say, hey, thank you for the service. These women actually earned the World War II Victory Medal they never received. And they did not even know that they deserved it.
Now, when is this going to take place?
We are hoping to do this the beginning of June. Right now, we're in the process of trying to get applications from women who actually served during that time period. And what's really heartbreaking is right now, the youngest one is 94 years old.
Wow. Can you imagine?
I can't imagine that.
94.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Now, these are just those
this
women from Connecticut?
Connecticut.
Connecticut.
All right. This is strictly Connecticut. We are trying to honor strictly Connecticut for the time being. And the problem is that being with the funerals, the military funerals, every day across my desk, I see a World War II woman veteran being laid to rest. And I know for a fact these women never received the recognition that they deserved.
No.
And it's really heartbreaking.
It is heartbreaking.
In 1 week, last February, we were supposed to honor the Women Marines for the 75th anniversary of the Women Marine Corps. Well, during that time period, we had a total of 11. Five of them were supposed to be with us at the time of the ceremony. A couple were too sick to make it, their families attended, and the rest were, we honored them posthumously at the VA in Rocky Hill. And it was a great event. The problem was, out of those five that were supposed to be with us, the week before, I'm looking at the paperwork coming across my desk for women that we have to do military services for at the cemetery. Two of the women that were supposed to be at the ceremony the following week, we were putting them to rest.
Oh, boy.
And it was really heartbreaking.
When did this whole, you know, as I, and Dan and I have talked about this before, and when did this all happen, when somebody says, look, this is what we should have done, we didn't do it, let's do it. You're really right down to the end.
Exactly. I cannot take any credit for that. The one that can actually take credit for that, and she's great in that sense, is retired Sergeant Major, woman Marine, Jamie DiPaolo. She was great. She took the bull by the horns and says, hey, we have to do something about this. She called me up, she says, Sal, could you help me out on this? She says, I'm getting stonewalled by a lot of people, what have you. She says, I need to put the word out. You've got the contacts. And about that time, we went from something like only three people on our list to be honored to 11, all within a couple of weeks. And we were running through this because a date had already been set for the event at the VA in the Rocky Hill campus. All right. And like I said, the VA Commissioner Tom Soddy, the man is absolutely fantastic. When he heard about this, he says, oh, yeah, please, we have to do something for these women.
When is it going to be, though?
We are looking at sometime at the beginning of June. And the exact location, we are not sure right now because of funding. We do not have any money for this funding, all right? And that is what we are really hoping, that if people could possibly contact me, we are looking for funds to actually support this event.
Yeah, but don't you? I understood that you were going to have it at the center down in Rocky Hill.
No, sir.
Why can't we get a place and just do it?
We at the turnout when we did the Women's Marines last February, only 11 of the women were honored. At that, we had 100 people in there, all right? The facilities will not hold that much more people than that. And if we start doing all the branches of the military, we are going to get a few hundred people coming into the ceremony, and the facilities in Rocky Hill could not hold that.
Okay.
And that is where we are looking for, a larger place, something like one of the larger VA halls throughout the area.
Okay. I would think somebody.
I know, Brad, we have a traffic update, and then we'll get back to Sensei.
Okay, let's check the traffic. 17 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and let's get that traffic report for you, and here it is.
The Talk of Connecticut, Bouvier Insurance Traffic.
Traffic jams through Waterbury, a multi-vehicle accident, 84 westbound in Cheshire between exit 26 and 28. The left lane is closed, rubbernecking delays on the eastbound side of 84 in Windsor. 91 south is congested from 38A to 35B in Hamden. There's a two-vehicle accident on the parkway southbound between exit 60 and 59. The left lane is closed. I'm Gary Lee Horn.
Okay, coming up to 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, and this is something that has to happen, and you say it's going to be in June.
It's going to be the beginning of June sometime, exactly. You know, that just exact date I could not give right now. We do not have that information.
So here's where we stand, Brad, and again in our Touch Points Rehab interview chair is Sal Cena, Marine Corps veteran. So, Sal, do we know how many female veterans from World War II are still alive in Connecticut?
We do not. Well, I'm very fortunate because one of the ladies that's on my committee is Dr. Lynn Adams from the VA in West Haven. All right. Dr. Adams is going through all her records at the VA researching women who actually qualify, women who actually served during World War II, and that is what we are doing. She is also reaching out to the other VA centers throughout the state and the adjoining states, because you have to understand, even though we go into the other states, the women, like say, if they live down in the Greenwich area, they're not going to drive all the way to West Haven for the services. They're going to go into the New York to get the services that they need from the VA. And that is why we are reaching out to the New York State VA, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, all our neighboring states, reaching out to them. Anybody that has a Connecticut residence, we are looking for their names. We want to be able to honor these women while we can do it.
How can someone get in touch with you or your committee?
That's the thing.
My phone number is 860-614-6188. I could be reached at that number 24/7.
860-614-6188.
Correct, Brad. And people could reach me at that number, like I said, 24/7. And we are passing out posters. We are putting up posters in any supermarket or any place where people frequent, and hoping to actually somebody will see us, says, hey, you know, I may not have anybody in my family who has served, but I know of somebody who has served, all right? And what's really great is I'm having a lot of people from senior centers throughout the state are reaching out, calling me, saying, hey, I think I have a lady here who qualifies, you know, and it's really great.
Well, how long? See, this is the problem I see right now, that you got to get with it and you've got to get this done so that you can get a date and everything will happen. It just seems that you're still searching for people.
I understand what you're saying, Brad, but it's very difficult to try to actually come up with an actual date because the process of actually processing the paperwork, you're talking about having to deal with the government now in order to confirm all information.
Right.
All right? It's not kind of deal where you say, I got the papers in my hand. Okay, you're qualified. The government has to put their 2 cents into it and say, okay.
What does the government got to do?
The government has to confirm that they are who they are.
Right. Sal, what about the event? What kind of event would you like to put on?
That's a good question.
We would like to be able to have, in the past we've had the Lieutenant Governor who's actually stepped up and she was great. She is very, very pro-veteran, all right? We had a few other congresswomen and what have you. They sent their representatives down to actually honor them. And what they're doing is, this past event that we had in February, we were very fortunate. Not only was this the first time for the women veterans to actually be honored like that, the women Marines, but we were very fortunate because at the time, we also had Colonel Adele Hodges. Now, Colonel Adele Hodges was the first woman Marine to actually be the base commander for Camp Lejeune, North Carolina.
Wow.
And
wow.
She was a first one to actually be there. And the thing was, she was the one that was actually handing out the medals, awarding these ladies with the medals, all right?
And she's on the committee.
She is my right hand.
Wow.
God bless her. She is my right hand. It's pretty funny when you've got a corporal who has a full-bore colonel as his aide.
But you know, the thing that I see, and we can talk about this and so on, but you got to get it done. Or it's not going
to
be
done. Exactly. We have 15 people on the committee right now, and from all branches of the military, all various VSO organizations, the VFW, the American Legion, all various posts, all right, throughout the state. It's excellent. The amount of people that are actually out there supporting us and actually willing to sit in the committee hour after hour trying to get this thing to happen.
Well, and let's give that number that they can get. Now, what anybody out there listening, okay, if you have any connections at all you have to do is call 860-614-6188. That's 860-614-6188. But you're shooting for the month of June,
correct?
Right?
Correct.
Sal, is there a cutoff date as far as making this happen?
We put the cutoff date for April 22nd.
Okay.
All right. That will hopefully give us enough time to actually confirm all documentation. That's not saying we're not going to take any more applications, right, but we're trying to put a cutoff date to give us time to confirm the documentation.
So you've got 4 weeks, folks, 4 weeks,
yep,
to inform Sal, to inform the World War II Women's Honor Committee of female veterans who are out there here in Connecticut who should be honored. Correct. And you said right now there's just 4 or 5 of what you're aware?
Probably up to about 8 right now.
Oh, 8, okay. Up to 8.
That's amazing.
It's a fabulous story. Yeah.
And
it's a
that's
great
just
story.
By word of mouth. Then.
Story.
Right. That is strictly going word of mouth. That is why I appreciate you guys allowing me to come on the radio and actually announce it to the rest of the state what we are trying to do. And hopefully with your assistance we could actually bring these ladies out and honor them the credit that they deserve.
Now, you mentioned you're also looking for donations to make this happen.
Correct.
Is that right?
We're actually looking for donations as well. I have my accountant with the Marine Corps League. Hopefully, we have to set up some kind of an account to actually put the deposits in. And so everything is separate, strictly for the ladies' here event. And everything is snowballing like crazy, and we're really trying to get this thing going.
And it just seems like a tough thing to do. I mean, I would think that that the military could just take it over and help you guys, I would think, to get this done, or well, it's not going to get done.
We have contacts with the DOD down in Washington. Colonel Hodges, she has her contacts. I have mine, and they are all trying to run through this thing. They're actually trying to cut through a lot of the red tape if possible. And so far, we've been very fortunate, but we still have other red tape we have to go through. It seems like you take care of one, and you've got another. So because we're not dealing just with one branch of the military, we're dealing with all the branches.
That's right.
And the thing you have to understand also is when these women were discharged out of the military, they were discharged under their maiden names.
Okay.
They all went out there and got married. Now they live by their married name. So, and they may not even be in the same state anymore.
Now, Sal, are these female veterans specific to World War II or just female veterans?
Right now, we are going to honor just those from World War II.
From World War II.
While they're still with us. And we're rushing to honor them while we can.
Okay.
At a later date, we're not even going to talk about any later date right now, but at a later date, we are hoping to honor all women who served from Korea all the way up to Afghanistan.
Okay. But right now the focus is on World War II women who served in the war, in the military.
Exactly. That's why I want to emphasize the youngest one is only 94 years old.
Wow.
And that's really hard to imagine, you know? And
incredible.
At the last event that we held, it was actually incredible because some of these ladies that were up there being honored with the medal, their great-grandchildren was there with them.
Wow.
And that is really incredible.
That is.
Brad, you might really appreciate that you're being a Marine yourself. Do you remember who the poster girl for the Women Marines was?
No, I don't.
Ronnie Bradley. Ronnie Bradley was the poster girl for the Women
Marines.
And where
was she from?
She was from Milford, Connecticut.
How about
you're
that?
Kidding. Yes. Ronnie Bradley was 19 years old when she joined the military, and she was the prettiest thing you'd ever want to see.
Wow.
And the Marine Corps says, we want her. All right, her. And they used her for their poster girl in help in recruiting and selling war bonds throughout the country. And she was fantastic. She was absolutely fantastic.
Wow.
All right. And we had the pleasure of honoring Ronnie last February at the Rocky Hill facilities.
Wow.
And sorry to say, Ronnie passed away a couple of weeks ago.
That's too bad. Wow.
860-614, my dear friends. 860-614-6188. And if you know anybody, if you have any friends that are contacting some of the military, call that number and we'll get some action. Action for you. The best of luck. Boy, I tell you.
Yeah, this is, and again, if you know of any woman who served in the military during World War II from Connecticut, please contact Sal, that number Brad gave, or members of the committee, and the idea is to have a big event honoring women who served from World War II from Connecticut, and hopefully in early June, and those who would like to underwrite the cost of putting this event on, contact Sal as well. Yes.
860-614-6188.
Sal, anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, I think you'd really appreciate this, Brad, being a Marine. Back in 1942, General Holcomb, who was the commandant of the Marine Corps at the time, they were at a banquet, and they announced to the general, says, hey, General, you know, how do you feel about women in the Marine Corps? And just about that time, before the general even had a chance to respond, the portrait of General Holcomb, who was the previous commandant of the Marine Corps, fell to the floor.
Well, you won the battle.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the number, my friends. 860-614-6188. Coming up to 8:30. And good luck to you, my dear friend.
Thanks, Sal.
Thank you very much.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Stormy Daniels claims in her interview